I guess welcome to the second season of the Game of Thrones Wieners and Such podcast. Heard exclusively on More Like Radio, by the way, because I know there's people that listen to this show and don't listen to other shows we're on. So let's try to keep it Game of Thrones centric. I am actually the temporary, I know it's weird to say, but the temporary main host of the show, because the real host is Dennis, but last minute he had something to do with work. So I'm going to do my very best to provide the same, if not better, level than Dennis would. So
you've already talked more than he does.
Yeah, so far I am
nailing it.
I'm crushing it. And
how about we call this podcast, in light of the Game of Thrones, a Podrecast?
Podrecast. That's not a bad one. So I guess
introductions?
Yeah, let's do an introduction real quick. I guess I'm joined by Marie here. John,
you guess?
I guess. I mean, whatever.
Sitting right in front of you.
Royce, are you flustered?
No, I'm not flustered. I was just doing something.
John, how about you know nothing, John Snow?
You know nothing, John Sanzari is on the show. The Duke of the Dutch is, of course, also on the show.
He's joining us.
Joining us today, we have Eunuch Mitch Heal.
Hi.
And who's anybody else on? I'm sorry.
No.
Okay, cool.
And so,
you want to introduce yourself? I am the King of the Seven Lands.
No, you're not.
The killer.
I would say Hodor Lopez.
It's not lands. It's kingdom, stupid.
Lands. The killer of the giants and mammoths. I am Royce. Here to there's actually a Sir Royce, I believe, in the show too. A small character, but he's there. Anyway,
you're following his storyline.
Yeah, I think he was in Qarth.
Before we move into the first episode, by the way, if you're listening to this, you know the first four episodes already leaked online. But what we did was we all decided we're just going to watch
the first episode,
and watch along with how it's supposed to go, because it'll become too confusing. Like, wait, what episode was that in? If we binge watched them, so.
Hey, why would you do that to yourself anyway?
Yeah, exactly.
Just to watch all that stuff, and then you got to wait another month and a week
to actually
find a new one.
We are showing restraint for you guys.
So
maybe if you read the books, then you wouldn't have this problem, people.
Well, before we move into the first episode, I do want to play all the stuff that was going on in between the two seasons. Little funny videos, whatever, all that. The first one I want to play is Key and Peele. Did a Game of Thrones recap. So I think we'll start with there since it is recapping the show. So let me go ahead and play that.
Sounds perfect.
Here it goes. Want to hear it? Here you go.
Who knew that they were fans of Game of Thrones?
I know.
What's up? Game of Thrones, though, dog.
Yo.
You all caught up?
I totally binge watched that whole thing last night, dog.
Yo, it's cold blooded up in Westeros, dog.
They killed my nigga.
Ned Starks.
You ain't seen that one coming, did you?
Oh, nigga, hell no.
I mean, my man was just there, right? Ooh. And he talking about, he got down there and the thing.
Like, blip.
And then I was like, I ain't worried. They gonna kill my boy Ned Starks.
Slip.
And then plop. I was like,
Yo, I told you they cold-blooded up in there.
And then I was like, but that's okay because I still got my nigga Khal Drogo.
Oh, Big Zave Navarro?
Yeah.
Big Zave Navarro?
Big Dave Navarro. Big Dave Navarro is the best way to describe Khal Drogo.
He looks like Dave.
Big Dave Navarro.
I never put two and two together.
That is so
big
accurate.
Big Dick Dave Navarro.
Oh, pour it on niggas' heads.
Let me back it up a bit.
Yeah, that dude picked up some molten gold, poured it on niggas' heads.
I want to sleep with thy sister.
Yo.
And he killed him, right? I mean, he big like Hercules and everything. I'm like, you can't kill Khal Drogo's with a paper cut.
An infected scratch.
An infected scratch.
But he got straight killed. But you know what my favorite character is,
though? Who's that dog?
Khaleesi's.
Khaleesi.
You know I be liking some Khaleesi's, dog. But what about Khaleesi's? Straight up with them dragons.
But
Khaleesi's with them dragons. And Khaleesi's all like this. And
this is very visual.
Just straight roasting goats.
Yo!
Oh my God.
And that's when they start killing characters left and right, dog.
After wedding?
Yo,
after wedding.
What? Starks.
What? His wife.
What?
They got his mom.
Yo! Killed. That was a 4-for-1, dog. That's a straight 4-for-1, dog.
4-for-1 up
what about when they got Wildlings, girl, talking about, you know nothing, Jon Snow.
killed.
What about the hound, though?
Yo, the hound, I'm talking about.
I'm falling down the hill. Clean.
Kill me. You got to kill me.
No.
Killed slowly by omission.
Bingo.
Yo, but what about my man Tywin Lannister?
Tywin Lannister.
Tywin Lannister.
Tywin Lannister stuff.
Yo, my man's talking about. I'm taking his shit.
He said, killed by his own son.
What?
The Dinkles.
The Dinkles.
The Dinkles.
The Dinkles.
The Dinkles. The
Dinkles is my jam.
Ain't nobody killed the Dinkles.
The Dinkles is my jam, my jelly, my peanut butter, and my peanuts.
Dinkles.
The Dinkles. Dinkles, though. Dinkles is my jam.
And then they jump down the hole from
the moon roof.
The moon roof.
The moon moon.
Oh my God! I remember last season we were talking about the poor people that I just.
The poor people that probably
lived
had
under the moon roof?
A cottage under the moon roof and had dead people always falling on the roof.
Yeah, right?
Always falling on
God
them.
God damn it, not again. I need to get more thatch.
God fucking damn
God
it.
Fucking damn it with the God fucking moon roof.
All right, so that was one. And that I thought that one was great.
I think that accurately summarized everyone that was killed in the first four seasons.
No, kilt.
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 You're right, kilt. Everyone was kilt in the first four seasons.
This was my favorite one of the things that the little skits they had. Seth Meyers brings Jon Snow to a dinner party.
Oh yes, quite hilarious. So Seth Meyers is playing himself.
Yeah.
And then Jon Snow is playing Jon Snow.
Yeah, the character who plays Jon Snow is actually playing his character from Game of Thrones.
Over. Of course, this is so nice.
You know, I actually walked here all the way from Brooklyn because it's so beautiful today.
And New York is gorgeous in the spring.
Spring is officially sprung.
Winter is coming.
Who's your new friend again, Seth?
This is John, and John, I actually think winter is over and we're headed into spring now.
Winter is coming.
Okay.
The snow will fall 100 feet deep. The ice wind will howl out the north. And the sun hides its face for years, and little children will all be born and die in the darkness.
So much for global warming, huh?
You won't be laughing when the White Walkers rip you limb from limb, and packs of pale spiders as big as hounds feast on your remains.
So how does everybody like the wine?
Well, it's great. Where is it from?
It's from a place in Napa called Tromsberg Valley.
You know, my mom is actually from Napa.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I never knew my mother.
Tired to hear that, John.
I'm tired of hearing that.
Okay, but you don't have to call yourself that, though.
I'm the bastard son of Lord Eddard Stark of Winterfell, head of the Stark family, warden of the North.
Well, he sounds like an impressive guy. Do you and your father keep in touch?
His head was chopped off.
You're always talking about how you don't have any friends, and this is why.
I'm just making small talk.
No, none of that is small talk. Small talk is, what do you do for a living? Do you have any siblings?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Right. So, Lutz, do you have any siblings?
One brother lives in Cleveland. You?
Oh, no.
My brother was stabbed to death at his own wedding. My bad. I knew it as soon as I said it.
Okay. Are you still in Brooklyn, Michelle?
Oh, no, I am. I moved to the city.
We just moved to the city, too. And let me tell you, it was the right decision.
The wall.
What's that, John?
That's where I live. It's 400 leagues north of King's Landing.
So, like Staten Island?
There's no island, sir. It's a cold, dark place. 700 feet high and 300 miles wide. Made of nothing but pure ice. With conditions so harsh and cold, it'll make your little prick fall off.
What's that noise?
I don't know. What is that noise?
Hello?
Someone? Hello?
I don't hear anything.
Really?
You don't hear it?
No. I hear nothing.
It's weird. Okay, then we'll keep playing. If you don't hear it, it's fine.
The Brussels sprouts are amazing. What's this, pancetta?
It is.
Seth, where did you two say you met again?
CrossFit.
The high intensity interval training keeps me in shape for fighting wildlings, while the increased muscle mass helps me defend the Seven Kingdoms against 55-foot giants.
And I just, want to look good for TV.
I like your friend, Seb. He's so interesting.
Your red hair reminds me of my first love, Egret.
Ooh, Egret. Tell me about Egret.
She shot me with 3 arrows in the chest and my child murdered her in cold blood. Was it the child murder stuff?
Yes.
Was it the child
I'd like to apologize for the way I've been acting. Work has been very stressful.
Why?
It's a complicated story.
Yeah. We've got time.
Okay. Well, it all started when Robert Baratheon, King of the Seven Kingdoms, was mortally the vacancy for the throne, so...
Should be a series of books.
Nah, I think you'd make a better TV show.
So, wait, who do you think your mother really is?
Ah, well, I thought about it a lot, and I'm 100% certain.
Let's play charades!
Yeah!
Direwolf. Three-eyed raven.
It's scary.
Exist!
I just hung up.
Oh, you know nothing, Jon Snow.
What was it then?
You got mail.
Love that movie.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah,
I thought that was the best one out of all of them. The Jon Snow one.
Yeah, it was very entertaining to see Jon Snow being funny and realizing.
I feel bad for the actor though, because I feel like that's it. He's typecasted forever.
Right.
I would say so. I mean, I've seen a couple of actors that have been in other things, and it's like, oh, it's...
John, talking to your mic, please.
Checking.
Go ahead. Sorry, Mitch, you were saying?
Oh, no, I was going to say, you would think that he's going to be typecast, but if you give it a couple years or whatever, I mean, yeah, right now he's Jon Snow, but I mean, look at what they did with Bryan Cranston.
Right.
Going
yeah,
from...
that's true. That's true. Know,
Malcolm but, in the Middle
yeah,
to Breaking Bad.
Yeah, so I mean, I guess we can move on to the first episode, unless you guys have anything else.
To the topics?
Yeah.
Well, I know everyone's pressing to talk about why the fuck did Sansa dye her hair, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that kind of pissed me off a little bit.
Like she doesn't look good, not red, right? Can we all agree she needs to go back?
She has to be a redhead.
But in the last episode of the last season, wasn't she like dressing up all in black? And wasn't that one of the things like she was trying to like also changed your hair color as well?
That might be part of it. And the fact that she was kind of going into hiding, you think that might be what it is? Or you think she just didn't feel like dyeing her hair red?
Oh, that's a good point. She is kind of in hiding. That makes sense. No one's going to not recognize you. You're Sansa fucking Stark. You dye your hair slightly darker, everyone's going to know who the fuck you are.
Yeah, but I mean, they don't have like Facebook where they can look her up and see, oh yeah, that's your face. They don't have that. I mean,
you don't think they have Westeros book?
Of her.
You don't think they have Westeros book? I'm sure
I mean, it might, but I mean, it's going to be people drawing it, so it's not even going to be like perfect.
But then again, like just remember like the last episode of the last season when, the lesbian bitch, the blonde one, ran into the Hound and Sansa Stark or whatever the younger Stark. I'm terrible with names in the show,
God.
But anyways. Her squire immediately was like, that's the Hound. And then she, based off of that, was like, oh, you're one of the Stark daughters. Just based on that information alone. So I think people would probably know quicker than you probably would imagine, at least in that world.
And I mean, there's not a whole lot of people considering half of them have died. So just right. By process of elimination, I feel like that people would be able to figure out. She's clean and not covered in dirt. She's probably some sort of royalty. And then between that, half the royalty has been killed from season
right.
One
and everybody talks about like, you know, that's their celebrity. So it's like, okay, what are the royalties are left? She's a royal. There's only one girl in the kingdom that actually is around her age. It has to be her.
Right.
So
yeah, Brienne is the lesbian that you were trying
that's
to
what
think
it was.
Of.
Yes.
I don't understand why she's so fucking mean to Podrick.
He just wants to help.
I think they should fuck.
You mean Westeros Rudy? He looks like Rudy.
Are we allowed to curse on this one?
Yeah, we can curse all the fuck we want. People watch Game of Thrones. Of course we could curse on this show.
Oh, I don't know how Dennis wants to run this thing.
Well, I don't know either. I don't speak Russian, but we'll do our best.
Good point.
Yeah, I mean,
like, Podrick is not that annoying, and he's trying to help, and she's just being a super cunt to him.
She's just brooding right now because she fucking bitch.
She has no cause in life. I mean, you remember, like, her whole thing is all mission-based. It's like, I have to protect this person. I have to bring this person to here. She really has nothing right now, so that's why she got all cunty at him towards the end of the last show.
I think what it is she's she's a feminist. She's a woman. She's like, I'm a big, strong woman. I don't need no man to take care of me. I can take care of myself.
She is kind of like an underlying theme of that, isn't it?
I think,
like, there was a couple times when she was with the Kingslayer that there was a couple of moments where, like, they were like, hey, you want to do it behind the bush? You know, I mean, like, my prediction, because the squire that's still following her after that scene when the wolf battling her when she was trying to get Arya.
Pudgy Podrick.
Who actually has a big dick, because remember, like, previous episodes from the last season when...
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Had three bitches, and them bitches were like,
oh, we're worn out. He fucked the shit out of us.
So my prediction is that because he doesn't want to give up. He wants to still help out Brianna. Like, something's going to happen. There's going to be like a fight or a struggle or something. He's going to come in and help her. She's not going to openly admit thank you, but she's not going to say, no, don't leave. You might as well just come with me.
But she's going to take that big Podrick dick, though.
Eventually. Oh, yeah. I mean, she's tall enough to maybe her vagina womb is big enough to take all of the dick.
And also, don't forget, I want to bring up the Khaleesi, as they said in Key and Peele, because I don't know if it's... Am I the only one that feels like they don't know what to do with why she has dragons, so they're doing this whole subplot, like, oh, they don't like her now, just to save on CGI? Because, like I said, I haven't read the books.
It's not they. It's George. I'm sure he has a whole thing behind it, and the fact that, like, you know, he's got these are fucking wild, crazed animals. I was actually sad in the scene from this last Sunday show.
Yep.
When she walked in, and I thought, I was really hoping that she would walk in and they would recognize it, and they would be like little dogs to her, be like, hey, what's up, mom? But they weren't. They were just like
dragons.
They're all pissy.
I was going to say, I like what they did, because her whole mission or whatever is to go around and free slaves. Mm-hmm. And then the dragons that she loved the most, she had to end up locking them up,
making them slaves. Yeah, that's true. It's a good point, Mitch. I really like that. I didn't even think about that. That makes sense. And yeah, and then the other thing that they haven't resolved is there's still that one dragon that got away, because she had three initially,
right?
One that killed the children.
Yeah, and the goats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the goats. But
she's terrible.
But in light of Khaleesi, I mean, when you think about it, she's still trying to, like, build up her army. She just, like, liberated this entire city, so she's still got to deal with that to get more people to come.
All she ever really did was fuck Big Dave Navarro. Like, I mean, she's not...
Yeah, and sat in a fire and waited for dragon eggs to hatch.
My point is, what's awesome the whole tits. Point? What's the point of making her nice mother of, what's the point of making her mother of dragons if they hate her when they grow up? Like, what's the point?
Because you have to have some sort of teenage drama before they grow up and realize that they appreciate their mother for all the hard work that she's been doing.
Sir,
yeah, like Doogie Howser.
So
NPH?
Right. Remember, in season 4, we were watching the dragons go from high schoolers to college students. Now they're kind of like, I don't need my mom. I can live on my own. You abandoned me.
I don't need no man.
YOLO.
So they're going to have to, you know, make up somehow. So that's just setting up drama.
Speaking of the whole Khaleesi thing, I knew... And I was talking about this with my sisters are huge fans of it too. And over this last weekend, before Sunday, we were at we're talking about this over Easter weekend. We all came to the same conclusion that Tyrion was going to hook up with Khaleesi, and then obviously that's the new storyline that's you know going on. Oh my God. In the fact that Dinklage had to, you know, or what do they call him, Dink?
The Dinkle.
The
Dinkle's hooking up with Dragon Man. And I knew, and the thing is, we were talking about it, I was like, okay, he obviously is exiled. Where's he gonna go? I'm like, he has to, like, hook up with something strong. It's gotta be Khaleesi. I saw that coming from a mile away, by the way. And that's not sure, oh, herself in the back, but my sister's gonna test
that. That's how she's gonna get her dragons back, as Tyrion's gonna wrangle them, and then.
Yeah, but then keep in mind that Khaleesi has that former slave, like meat boy now with her now.
Do we want to talk about the Dinkle a bit?
Let's
talk about the Dinkle.
Yeah, let's talk about Dinkleberry Boo. I like the beard. I really like the beard. Let's start with that. He looks even more badass with a beard, you know?
Got shipped over in a box. He didn't have a braid or anything.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that the eunuch was just like, I could have taken you out, but that wouldn't have been fun.
Exactly.
He was just a dick and kept him in the box.
He was protecting himself, I guess. He's like, I don't want to be caught carrying your ass around. Plus, Dinkles was being all drunk the entire time. He's throwing up and then eating his throw up.
Who doesn't love drunk midgets?
Everyone loves a drunk midget, let's be honest.
Who don't have sea legs, because clearly when he was going back and forth, you know, he had to contain himself. He gets out, he's drinking, the first thing, blah.
Oh my God, my life is so hard. First people want me to hook up with Sansa, now they want me to hook up with Daenerys. Wah, wah, wah.
Or are we going to talk about that flashback at the beginning?
Oh man.
Yeah, we totally forgot about it. Yeah, let's back up a bit. I'm sorry, I just remembered. What was that about?
Which flashback?
The whole scene starts out where Cersei, it's a flashback to her as a kid with one of her friends, and she went to some, like, what is it, witch doctor?
They went to a witch predict her future.
I believe it'd be an oracle or a witch or something.
Yeah, oracle. Orphis.
And how much of a fuck cunt she was as a baby, too? Or as a
God,
kid?
She's been a cunt.
She has.
Always is a cunt.
But I want to bring something out. Hold on. Just pointing something else out. There is now two Sarah Connors on Game of Thrones.
That's
The one from
Holy
the TV
crap,
show.
Is.
Hold on, explain.
The one from the Sarah Connor Chronicles, the TV show, is
Khaleesi.
No,
Daenerys
is. And then Khaleesi is playing the new Sarah Connor in Terminator Genisys. So there's now two Sarah Connors on Game of Thrones. I don't know how that worked out. I have no fucking clue. But there's two of them.
Wow.
Yup.
Wait, you said Khaleesi and Daenerys is the same character, just different name.
No, Khaleesi
Cersei is not Khaleesi.
Sorry, Khaleesi are both Sarah Connors.
And you know what I liked? That's Lena Headey that plays Cersei. I liked her in the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Me too.
I don't like her as much in this as a person.
Really?
Well, obviously. Well, she's a great actress because she's such a cunt.
And maybe it's because she was younger, too.
Yeah.
She's a little older now, so I don't know.
A younger cunt is just a little snot. When you're older and have power, it's like, okay, I get it.
The witch was kind of hot. Like, she wasn't even... She wasn't like an ugly witch.
And she's a duchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's... I mean, then they predicted her future, and then they, you know, flash forward to her, but I don't know how they could ever redeem her. And also, by the way, we're not going to be seeing any Hodor this season. He's...
No Hodor?
Nope.
Now I feel the end. Go ahead. Sorry.
Because George hasn't written any more for them at this point, so they don't have anywhere else to go, so they have to wait.
Wait.
Yes.
What? Oh, wait. So that whole storyline is just going to be on pause?
Yes.
Yes. And I'm sure when they get to the next one.
They end it with them going, like, you know, with these little, you know, the children, and they're saying that the first men, they're older than the first men, and that whole storyline is just going to be dead this whole season.
Yes.
George R. Martin should be killed.
No, let him finish.
Why? And then be killed.
That's
because why
fine.
Would you do that for the whole season?
It's not his fault. Wait, because he wrote the books.
You have the fucking White Walkers coming out of the ice, chasing after killing one of the twins, chasing after all these kids. They go into this cave with the quote children who are considered, I guess, ancients, and then no more after that? This whole season, we're not going to get it. Are you serious?
Yes.
Yes.
I think because if you notice that Game of Thrones, they always have all these different kinds of twists and like whatever you see on the internet, you don't really want to believe.
No, for
probably
real.
They might cliffhanger something at the end of this season.
Yeah,
that will
I'd
involve
be shocked
them.
If they didn't mention it at least once.
And also, like, I also predict that every episode of this season is going to be a flashback, and it's going to focus on that same person for that same storyline.
Oh, like this episode on Cersei?
Mm-hmm.
It didn't really fuck Cersei that much, though.
No, but it was just a little hint of a flashback. I'm predicting that every single episode of this season, the beginning is going to have a flashback.
So they're going to kind of lock it.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going to happen to you if your prediction's wrong next week? Do we like have to like some kind of a wheel of punishment with you?
What is with you in the wheel of punishment?
Sure, you can mute my mic. You can just add into. How about this? Because that same Wednesday is going to be a couple days later will be the live event. So we can do something for that. Like, oh, it's punishment for because I also have never seen any of the leaked videos because I want to watch it and not be spoiled.
I have a question for the yes, group. Sir. Why does Cersei hate Margaery so much? It's obvious that Margaery's playing the game and she's just trying to get in the royalty, but she really fucking hates her.
Well, it's twofold. Oh, well, actually, I'd say threefold. She's younger and hotter, so threat to the beauty.
There you go.
Threat to the throne, because she's worried
but
that
is
she's
she
lose
really
her.
Like if she were to become queen or you know marry one of her sons she's not losing any power but for some reason Cersei thinks she's gonna lose everything if Margaery marries any of her kids
she's
if,
protecting
she's
her
she's a
son.
Controlling bitch she's protecting her the son. Bloodline she wants to own everything
yeah if her son isn't having sex with somebody else in the bloodline if it's not incest she doesn't want it.
I was going to say, because she kind of has this attitude of anyone but her. So you're thinking she
no
would
one fucks
be that
my
way
son
with
but
any
me.
Girl or just Margaery?
I think it's a bunch of things. I think she just sees Margaery as a threat. And that was kind of alluding to the flashback that Cersei had was saying that at some point she's going to lose her power. And that was the whole connection.
Oh, that's right.
It's a huge power struggle.
Yeah.
All right.
And also, one of my predictions came true with like the other group of my friends because they always kill off in all the seasons. They always kill off like some important characters. They always kill somebody. So my thing is like, watch, they're going to kill somebody in the beginning of the episode that's going to have nothing to do with anything. And they had that whole brothel scene with a eunuch, and it was kind of vague. And basically, the guy was like cuddling, and they fucking like slit his throat. And I'm like, there you go, see a death. He's like, no, I'm like, yeah, he's a eunuch. He was a know nothing character.
Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, that was weird. He just wanted to snuggle.
Cuddle. He didn't want to fuck. He didn't want to penetrate. He didn't want to do anything. He's like, I just want to cuddle.
Well, he doesn't have any balls. There's no...
No, hold on a second. Now, is it balls and dick? Or did they say that in the last season where it's like,
it's
who
balls.
Said it didn't have a
it's
penis?
Just balls. It's just balls.
Just balls.
Yeah, we talked about... I only know this because this was a discussion topic last season of our show podcast, and we found out that it's just the balls.
Just the balls. Okay. Yes. So now, Cersei's handmaiden, I forget her name, the hot black chick.
Oh,
she went
so
to
who was
so
in Fast
hot.
Seven.
Right. She went to Grey Worm, mm-hmm. who is the sexy other eunuch, head guy, who constantly has a concerned look on his face. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's so concerned.
He's like Orlando Bloom with the whole more determined look. But she went to him and she's like, three of the Unsullied have been killed in brothels. Why is that? Do you think she was asking like, you guys obviously have a need to fuck. Why aren't you fucking me? Was that what?
Probably.
That's what I took from that.
Probably
discussion.
Because remember in season four, she caught him looking at her bathing
yes.
naked.
Yeah.
Remember that?
She was hot.
So hot.
Or was she watching him? Because he was also bathing too, kind of, sort of.
Oh, they were watching each other.
Well, right, but the difference is she can have sex and she wants to have sex. He doesn't.
No, so that's the thing is, like, do you think that's what that whole conversation was? It's like, just like a bunch of Unsullied have been found at brothels. Why?
Wouldn't you ask the same question, though, even as a dude? Like, what are you doing at a brothel?
Right, but there's a motive behind it. Do you think her motive was, why aren't you fucking me? Or is it, I thought you guys weren't getting horny, like, or you know, you guys are weird. Why are you guys going to brothels? I thought you weren't
it
supposed
could
to
be
like that.
Either or, they left it really vague. She could be concerned that they're just not happy and that they just need companionship. Maybe she's just worried about their well-being.
I think she went to him and she's like, why aren't you fucking me? Essentially what she was getting out of that question.
She wants his gray worm.
Yeah. She wants his gray, big, fat, awesome worm.
Speaking of wanting the dick, I was really afraid that that the Lannister brother-sister duo were going to fuck on their dead dad's corpse.
I know. They love fucking around dead
they
bodies.
They love fucking on things, don't they?
Yeah.
They yes, love they fucking do. On dead kids and dead dads.
Have they fucked on a bed once ever? It's always like in the tower of a church or like in front of her dead son. on the side of a stagecoach.
They like, fuck never wherever do it they damn well role. Please. They are royalty, or, and they fuck whenever the mood strikes.
Exactly.
I have another another wonder that's going to happen for this season, because I remember the huge fight between and the Viper. Remember, he was kind of like the Viper had poison on his blade and killed him, and basically they took the mountain to a doctor to siphon out his blood and everything.
Right.
I wonder if they are going to bring him back, because I've had these predictions from the last season. I was like, he's going to come back as like a walking zombie or something. I mean, like not in a zombification.
Yeah, form. Because mindless. When they did the whole doctor thing, it's like he's not going to come back fully as himself. You're right.
Yeah, but he'll be stronger or something like that is what they said.
Yeah. No, her question was, yeah, is he going to lose his strength? He's like, no.
I want to keep talking, take a little break from talking about the episode just to get. I just found this article. It was, Game of Thrones is definitely going to spoil the end of the books, the TV show. Abandon all hope, all ye Song and Fire readers who enter the Game of Thrones is officially going to spoil how the book ends. Vanity Fair quotes Game of Thrones showrunner David Benioff discussing how the show and the books by George R. R. Martin will intersect moving forward with the upcoming season 5 expected to cover the two remaining published books in the series. Basically, you were hoping that Thrones would just cough up an entirely different ending than what Martin has planned. Well, let's go ahead and give up on those hopes. The King's Justice right here now. Luckily, we've been talking about this with George for a long time, ever since we saw this could happen, and we know where things are heading. And we'll also eventually basically meet up with pretty much the same place where George is going. There might be a few deviations along the route, but we're heading towards the same destination. I kind of wish there were some things we didn't have to spoil, but we're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. The show must go on. So, because George hasn't written it, he has to keep... Because now they're doing this, two books right now with this season, apparently. Now they're have... George
so
has
the
to
show's
going to
spoil the book?
Yes, George has to tell them what's going to happen so they can keep doing the show.
Well, no, I think more of what it was is like, okay, I'm getting older, and in case I die... Like, this is how I see the thing ending.
Or he's
there's
just a fucking
no
lazy
way.
Motherfucker.
There's no way they're
and
going
he...
to make the show before the book comes out. It's not going to happen.
About that. You know, it seems like the show is getting a little bolder in terms of what they're willing to change from the books. There's
this
things that
George
I'm sure you
R.
can't
R.
talk
Martin
about in season
interviewed.
5 that have been starting to trickle out a little bit. But even as far back as season four, seeing the White Walkers on their turf, that was, you know, not in the books. And that was, for me, as a book reader, that's like a Red Wedding level event for me. How do you feel about the book?
Wow. First off, dude, we're way too nervous. Relax.
He's so nervous.
Look, you're interviewing a fat guy who writes about fucking unicorns. You're not
he likes
fucking,
to wear suspenders.
It's not a president. Relax.
What? You've never gotten nervous meeting somebody?
He talks with his hands. He has his hands. He uses. Yeah, Dutch, I know.
That was a nervous. He's just being drunk and not how to answer a question.
From the books.
Who gets nervous around Joe Rosa?
Yeah. Well, for
5 years that we were heading in that direction. I've talked about it since my earliest season one interviews, the butterfly effect. You know, it's
he's talking over his dentures. Can you tell?
Yeah.
Two different mediums. Each one has its own demands. David and Dan are operating under some restrictions that I don't have. Restrictions of budget and shooting time. I can have a lot more characters than they can. And I don't have to worry about putting actors on a contract and all that. So they're practical.
Well, I wish you in these 5 minutes that he spent doing this interview, he would just fucking finish the books so that we just have make sure he doesn't die before everything ends.
Too bad.
There's a certain thing that's going to happen in the books that's different.
You're not
going
to play the rest of it? You're just going to sit.
Okay, I will if you want 5 minutes.
That was like the weirdest going place to leave it off.
When you make a small change in season one, it sometimes requires a bigger change in season two and then a bigger change in season three, and it snowballs. And I think to some extent that's what's happening here.
And in terms of that stuff, what did you think of that White Walker scene? When you see a scene like that, is that exciting for you to see something like that on the show, or is it kind of, that's not my story?
Well, it's kind of more complicated than that. You know, I've had extensive discussions with Dave and Dan over the past few years. So they know certain things that are going to happen in the future of the books. So when you see a scene that's not in the books, it can be actually one of like three different things. It can be a scene that could have been in the books, but I didn't have a viewpoint character there. You know, I'd like a scene like the scene between Bronn and the Hound that was in the Blackwater episode of season two. That happened off stage. No reason it couldn't have happened in the books, except neither of those guys is a viewpoint character. So it's almost like, yeah, the scene wasn't in the books, but it maybe happened in the books too. We just don't happen to know about it because we didn't have eyes on it. Then there are scenes that Dave and Dan have gotten to before the books have gotten to them, and they will be in the books. Just, you know, Dave and Dan knowing what's coming have moved up the thing a little. And then there are the scenes that are in the show that will never be in the books, past or present, and could not be in the books because of the butterfly effect or something that it's.
I mean, I'll keep. I'm actually really interested right now.
That's why I'm not talking.
Okay, cool. I'm going to keep playing it because I'm really interested.
Yeah.
It's changed somewhat. So there's distinctions between those three areas.
When it comes to option two, when it is something that they know about that hasn't been in the books yet that they're showing on the show, because a lot of book readers get really kind of, you know, nervous about things like that the show is going to be revealing things that you haven't revealed yet. What's your stance on that kind of thing?
Well, you know, the show has moved a lot faster than I have. And that's been apparent for some time. I'm writing 1,500-page novels. They're writing 60-page screenplays.
Excuses.
A certain amount of that was inevitable. You know, in an ideal world, the book
is anybody sensing a slight resentment tone from him, or am I picking up on my own?
I was no. You're not alone because I was thinking the same thing. I was thinking that he's under contract, I guarantee you, or something. When they bought the rights, where they said, "Well, okay, we're going to buy the rights for a set amount of money, but you have to make sure that you give us insight into the future." And they probably had to give HBO a lot of their own creative control too, because at the very beginning, when this was just Song of Fire and Ice, they were taking a chance on him. Now it turned out to be fucking awesome.
Gold.
But exactly.
Yes.
So who knows what the contract was? Who knows how it worked out? But
so basically, the stagecoach is getting away from the driver, is what it feels like he's doing at this point.
Yeah. I'm going to finish this off because I'm liking it. So
I want to hear you.
Yeah. I would have wrapped up the last two books and I'd be over in Ireland working with David and Dan on the show and maybe writing two or three scripts per season instead of just one. But
you're not writing one this season, right?
That's not the word. No, because I'm trying to finish them. Trying to finish the book, the sixth book, Winds of Winter.
Winter's coming.
But that's not the world that we live in. So, you know, ultimately you have to accept that we're dealing with two different versions of the same story here, which is really true of any story that gets adapted to another medium. I mean, I love the recent film version of The Great Gatsby, but it's not Fitzgerald's novel. Many millions of people have read Gone with the Wind, the novel, and many millions of people have seen the movie. They're very similar, not the same. There are important differences in those. So that's pretty well true of anything you adopt. People even make changes to, Shakespearean plays or classics of Moby Dick. The movie versions of Moby Dick are not the novel that Melville wrote. So once you sign a contract to do a television adaption or do a film adaption, you pretty well have to be realistic and say it's not going to be exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's going to be another version of the same story.
Here's what it is.
Yeah.
He's realistic on all those points, but he doesn't like it.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, you can tell he hates it.
His baby.
But he's realistic about it. He's not retarded. He's like, obviously it's not going to be the same, but it's like, yeah, like John just said, this is my baby.
I hope everyone enjoyed it as much as me. That was really interesting because that answered a lot of things that you think. You wonder, like, well, what is a writer thinking? And like you said, I agree. I really believe there's some sort of like, I don't know if I...
Kind of hold back. Here's the difference with that. And like you watch like the Walking Dead TV show with like Robert Kirkman. He's like, dude, I fucking love the fact that they're completely off script because it keeps the fans guessing.
Exactly.
He's like, my work is in and of itself. Graphic novel fans are always going to love my shit. And as long as they always come back to the blueprint of the show, I'm fine with it. Whereas he's a little more reserved on the fact that like, well, no, that's not what I thought that character was going to do. And you're right. Making it because he said there's three separate parts in there. And the fact that, like, you know, there's some things that are obviously to the book, things that could, you know, it could have happened and things that will never happen. You understand? Like, he was a little more visceral when he said that.
Yeah.
Do you think it's the same way whenever they adapt a comic book to a movie and oftentimes the movie has nothing to do with the comic book?
No, Stan Lee loves it. Stan Lee does not give a fuck.
Natalie. At least not even Stan Lee in that matter.
I'm just saying, like, okay, if we're gonna take anybody author, like, I've read interviews and heard interviews with him. Any of his comics, he's just like, dude, I fucking love any interpretation of it.
I guess we can move back to the show. Did we talk about the fucking king of the wildlings getting burned to death?
No, he did not.
Yeah. No, he didn't get burned to death.
Well, no, he was about to, but then Snow shot him with an arrow.
He wouldn't bend a knee.
Yeah, and by the way, I love that. I love that whole scene because you would think he should just do it, right? Like. But he wouldn't do it. He's like, fuck that, you know? I'm wondering what's gonna happen. I'm wondering what's gonna happen to the rest of the wildling people now. I have no clue.
I don't know either, because they're leaderless and they were there watching it happen. The red bearded, crazy looking guy who looks a lot like my old co-host King. But
he was a good leader, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
I like
Something tells me that Jon Snow may become the unofficial leader of the wildlings, like in some way.
At least
way,
the one who has to control them from the wall standpoint. Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
What's this guy? The leader of the wall people.
Oh, what's his name? God damn it. We're so bad with names.
Leader
of the douchebag. Oh, yeah.
But anyway, he's got to be fucking pissed at Jon Snow.
Oh, yeah. Killing he hates him. Oh, he fucking hates him.
I thought that was really cool of John to.
Thank you.
You're welcome, John.
it wasn't for. Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
J-O-N, not J-O-H-N. For him to shoot the dude. Like, I like it when Jon Snow shows that kind of sympathy, or he's like, I know we have to play the game. I know you have to die, but I'm not going to make you suffer.
Well, that was the thing, though, too, is he showed enough, like, not insubordination, but he put up a fuss with.
He took in due diligence.
He was like, no, it's like, I don't, especially like when what's his face first, you know, all of his riders came in and attacked him or whatever. And he was asking him, going like, you know, oh, you're the son of the Stark. Like, what would your dad do? And he's like, my dad would do this, that, and the other thing, but he was basically saying, do this. You know what I mean? Like,
Baratheon.
He's very respectful about it, but he's kind of insubordinate at the same time with his respect, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it does. It does. And I think at this point, no one's going to fuck with Jon Snow anymore. At least after he, you know, the guy had to eat his words about not flooding the goddamn fucking in last season. Right. Not flooding the fucking.
The tunnels.
Yeah, the tunnels. Exactly. I don't think they're going to give him shit anymore. But, yeah, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen with, like I said, the big wild card is what's going to happen with all those goddamn wildlings, because that's a fucking big army, you know?
Who are desperately trying to get across the wall before they freeze to death.
Right.
Well, the dude that's with the Red Witch, and, like, I know I don't know names, but the dude that's with the Red Witch.
Stannis Baratheon.
Stannis, he really, like, he's really trying to build an army, and he's trying to do it by force. He realizes how good of an ally that the wildlings would be. And he's just like, okay, let's fuck up their tribe leader and make him use. I strongly think that, like, he's going to, because it seems like he's been, even in the last season, contesting Jon Snow. And something's going to happen. Jon Snow's going to basically defend himself, and no one else is going to bat an eye or look, or they're eventually just going to look the other way. I mean, because Jon Snow, I mean, even though they don't say it, I mean, they were vaguely hinting about it. Like, he is the bastard son of the original king who died in the very first season. And that's, like, one of the things they're always trying
to
look
for. You're
thinking
he's going to take Stannis' place? Is what you're trying to say?
I think that you guys
in
are
some
right.
way he's going to take Stannis' place. He's going to become like the unofficial, I guess, like he's going to be like the stand-in ruler of the wildlings, because he believes that there's nothing wrong. He's lived not really lib, but he's been with the Wildlings. He knows that like all these like rumors about him are really not all that true.
Listen, if we're playing by Harry Potter rules, he has to now rule the Wildlings because he killed the Wildling leader.
Wildlings. Love to fuck some Wildlings.
Okay, now that's going to be a thing.
I was so bitter when they killed Ingrid.
I was
so sexually turned on by that girl.
She looked like a fucking great fuck.
Dude, I have a thing for redheads, as you guys know. I'm not joking. Like, I get chubby whenever she was on. Like, she just turned me on so much. That's my kind of girl.
You know who turned me on a lot? Another one. When the little kid who couldn't, the cripple, when they were taking him out of the castle.
Oh, no!
The cripple kid turned you on?
No. I'm trying to set it up.
How about you learn how to word a sentence before you just open your mouth? How about you just say the wildling chick who helped out the cripple kid instead of saying the little cripple kid?
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second.
I was trying to set it up.
I get it. John, I agree with you. Yeah, there was something crazy, like weird, like hot, right?
The she one that saw Hodor's dick, and she was like all about the Hodor dick. Like, where did she go? They just pretty much just like she just went off and did like her whole incredible Hulk.
She left with the youngest Stark son. Remember?
Yep.
I thought that she was hot in a little way. I thought she was like.
Was she also a wildling?
I think she was a wildling.
Yes, she was. No, Marjorie is by far the hottest person on the show. Marjorie. Marjorie does it for me.
You like Marjorie?
Uh-huh. Ingrid the entire way for me.
I know John said that he likes the fire witch's boobs, right?
Well, it's not that. Out of all the girls that they've shown full frontal, she has both tits and ass. She has a fucking delicious ass, and her tits are very symmetrical.
Speaking of sexy time, what about the full like super gay scene that happened with Marjorie's brother?
Super oh my god, that was hot.
Hot, right?
Right?
Wait, what?
No. Nothing says season opener like full-on gay scene.
Wow.
When you say Marjorie, you mean the girl that talks out of the side of her mouth constantly.
Yes.
Does have a little bit of a Greta thing to her,
doesn't
she? She's
still super hot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Finally found out after like scouring the internet, going into all these blogs and like and getting hounded by fucking white knights of the internet. She has nerve endings, like she has like so, where she has to talk out. She doesn't choose to talk out.
What the fuck are you talking about?
That's what I'm talking. Everyone's spit like, what are you out. Talking about?
Marjorie or Greta Van Susteren? Who are you talking
no,
about?
No, Greta.
Are you
talking about
Greta Van Tyrell, which is Marjorie's older sister in Westeros. Yes, she has a messed up mouth, I think.
She talks out of the side of her mouth constantly, and it was like, and I could never get a straight answer as to why. I was always getting beat up verbally on the internet, like, leave her alone. It's like, you're not.
That is a weird thing for you to obsess about, John. Like,
John
why
obsesses over very weird things.
You do but obsess it's like, over strange it's things, my friend.
Like, it took me 6 months to finally figure out why Jonah Hill has that fucked up arm.
Why would you
John
care?
Has to know.
Let's
Who
focus.
Who cares about Jonah Hill's
Let's
arm?
Let's focus, Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones.
She's super hot. Just leave it at that.
Yes, I agree, Marjorie.
She has and she has a curly little damage done in her mouth.
She's a curly
I don't think
I'll
ever look up why someone's mouth is the way they are.
It doesn't matter.
Because she constantly does it.
It doesn't matter.
But dude, you're taking away from the gay sex scene. That's the reason why I'm still playing Marvin Gaye.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Some hot gay butts, man.
There's a lot of naked ass in this episode.
I feel bad for that gay guy. Because
man ass.
They want the gay guy to marry bitch queen. So, like, not only is he not attracted to women, but they're making him hook up with the worst sociable woman on the planet who only wants to fuck her own brother.
Well, not anymore. I mean, Tywin's dead, so.
Tywin's her dad.
Right. Tywin's dead. He got killed the last episode of last season, you dumb bitch.
Yeah, Tywin's dead.
And the queen wants to fuck her brother.
Tyrion. Oh, wait, who's Tywin? Tywin's the dad or is Tyrion
God.
The dad?
Tywin is the dad that got killed on the toilet. His daughter is fucking her brother.
Whatever. I just didn't know if it was Tyrion or Tywin. You don't have to talk to me like I'm four.
What do you mean? You mean the Dinkle? What's up with the Dinkle, guys?
Tyrion
Let's go
is
back
the midget.
To the Dinkle.
Jaime Lannister is the one with no hand, and
Kingslayer.
And Cersei is the blonde queen bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I also. I really agree with Dutch going back to I don't like the way they look.
Gay man ass?
No, I love that. That's so hot. No, but
so sexy.
I really do not like the way they let they just stopped the whole Hodor brand storyline. Like that really bothered me. Like,
how do you know that they're stopping? You just read on a blog somewhere?
No, it's well known. The actors,
it's well known.
Both actors did not sign on for this season.
Oh, they were like, we're not working this year.
They're not. They're not working.
Wow.
That's how you know they're not going to be on.
That's why he was doing Rave of Thrones.
So the whole Bran storyline is just kind of, you know, treading water at this point. Nothing's happening.
Correct.
Right, correct.
Is that the way it was in the books?
I don't know. I didn't read the books. What do I look like? Someone who reads?
The books don't have any more storyline.
Speaking of like man ass, do you think when they bring back Khaleesi brings back the slave battles, do you think they're gonna have a lot of man ass in that one?
And then there was a lot. I mean, seeing those warriors cry in the brothel was fucking weird. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I just want you to hold me because I'm sad and have no balls. Like, okay.
Oh my god. They're so emo.
I love them. They never had any physical
contact. I was going to say, like, they have no sexual desire, so.
Well, they had issues.
From children, they were slave warriors. They never had feelings of love or feelings of embracing or anything like that. So that's what they want. They just want titties on the back of their head and to be hugged.
That's all any man ever wants.
It's true.
It's all I ever want.
It was the whole child murder thing, right?
A little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, I really liked the first. I mean, I liked it. Don't get me wrong. The first episode was fantastic. I just feel like they tease so hard, like a lot of things, like the dragons and Bran's story, like we're talking about, like so many things were teased, and then it's like now you're not getting any of that, and it's like,
and then as it builds up, boom, end credits every time.
Not necessarily though, because they were spinning a lot of plates at one point. Like, you know, five different storylines, six different storylines going on with 1,000 characters within each storyline. I don't hate the fact that, hey, let's put this story on hold. And when we come back to it, everybody be like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Do you think the second episode this Sunday is going to focus a little bit more on Arya?
Do you mean the second episode that I'm going to watch right after this show? Because I already have it. I already have it.
Don't do it to yourself.
No, come on, man. Just wait till Sunday, man. Come on.
No, it doesn't matter. It's, as long as I watch it before next week, it doesn't matter when I watch it.
You're going to forget.
No.
And
I watched
then you're watching it again
I'm
on Sunday.
I'm watching it again. I watch it
you're
twice.
You're going to blow your load.
No, I won't. Anyway.
You know nothing, Royce Lopez.
Yeah. Well,
can you send me the episode?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, don't worry. I'll send it to you. Okay, you got it. I'll send you all of them.
Anything, just put them all in Dropbox.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Oh, that's a good idea. I'll do that now.
Put it in Dropbox, put it in my folder.
Okay, you got it. Anyway.
other shows and listeners are on Dropbox. We have a private folder. Fuck you.
Anyway, what was I going to say? I don't know.
Tyrion is going to have sex with Daenerys?
On a stool?
You mean Khaleesi? Because nobody knows her as Daenerys.
Khaleesi, Daenerys, whatever. And IMDb.
Daenerys, look at this.
Daenerys, look at. Fuck!
And IMDb, they call her Daenerys.
Right. Well, yeah, I know. That's her actual name, but everybody just kind of knows her as Khaleesi.
I normally use IMDb, which is a double penetration porn star database.
That's not what we're talking about.
Oh, sorry.
I don't think it'll happen. I think they're going to have more of like a love-hate relationship, more of like a brother-sister kind of thing. Like, they'll hate each other first, and then they'll kind of, like, grow to be fond of each other, but not in a sexual way. I don't think that's going to happen with those two.
Do you think that Tyrion will win over the dragons before Khaleesi wins their love back, and then she's going to be all
jealous?
In a weird
way, I think Martin would be the kind of guy who would write that out.
I want to go back to what you just said there, though, Dutch, because because Khaleesi sent away her right-hand man because he was basically getting paid by the Lannisters to spy on her. Yep, now, Tyrion killed his dad, Tywin. So maybe she's going to forgive him being a Lannister because he never really fit in with them.
No, that's just it. They're going to hook up, and they're going to hook up, meaning like, fuck, they're going to become Padres. Like, she's going to be her right-hand man. Like, they're going to conspire together to go back to, you know, King's Landing and take it over.
But I don't think the animosity is going to last as long as you think it might. It'll probably be over a little bit quicker.
What do you think? Like
within one episode, I think. She's going to hate him, but then like, oh, wait, no, it's okay because you killed your dad.
I think Khaleesi is kind of floundering with her leadership abilities, and Tyrion is going to help her out a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah, he is. Absolutely.
Because remember how she kind of got to her leadership was with that guy she sent away, and now she doesn't really have that. So,
yeah.
She's just kind of like, I don't know what to do. My dragons are locked away. My army is snuggling with people. They're just weak.
Here's the thing. It's not going to be the Dinklage who's going to get her. He's not going to be the one to get the dragons back. He's going to say the right things to her to have the kind of confidence to get the dragons back under her control. That's what's going to happen.
Yes, I agree with that. I agree because she has to be able to. She has the power to fucking control the dragons. We know that because we've seen it. It's just she's losing. It may have something to do with her confidence, or because the one killed the kid that she's just afraid. Like who fucking knows?
Well, remember the last right hand or the in this last episode, one of her squires was like, "You need to figure out the balance between being a hard leader and a fair leader."
Right.
And I think the Dinkles is going to be the one who will actually get that.
I want to see the Dinkles get her drunk. I want to see her drunk.
Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, man.
Maybe she'll take her shirt off again.
No, I don't think she ever will.
She said she won't do it again.
I love her ass.
I love that she won't do it again. That ass, though. But it's already out there, dummy. I could already see whenever I want.
I
want to see it again, though.
We can Google it right now.
I want it in different lighting rather than the one I had before because I've jerked off to it enough times.
Oh, you want to see just more in different angles.
Mm-hmm. What do you think Littlefinger's playing now? Do you think he's eventually going to get had by somebody who's just going to go too far? Because he's been literally clawing his way to the top.
He's really good. But I don't know, man. I don't know if he's going to get caught because he's really good. He's really
smart. He's better than everybody else.
I think he's the smartest person on the show.
He's so manipulative.
But Sansa is smart as shit, though.
Yeah, I know. But I still think that he's smarter. Because Sansa will still get more. Sansa will still get emotional.
Here's the thing. I was going to say, I can't look at him as anything more than the mayor of Baltimore from The Wire.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And he was so great in that show, too. And he was kind of playing the same character where he was just kind of a weaselly guy who just kind of was playing all his backroom shit. And he always did well and got away with it. So I guess I'm just basing my opinion on that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be a good season. Definitely. But has there been a bad one, you know?
Not really.
But, you know, like I said, I would like to get back to the hoarder thing and all that stuff. But I get it. How many episodes is it? Is it 12 episodes?
I believe it's 12, yes.
Yeah, if it's in 12 episodes, I know that they can only fit so much. So, you know, it's good. And like I said, if they're already to the point where they're beating the book, it's not you can't blame them either. You know, they're beating the book. What do you want them to do?
This show, though, has a brilliance of an ability to cram so much shit, 20 pounds worth of stuff into a 10-pound bag.
Oh, yeah.
And it not be forced.
Oh, yeah.
Like, for some reason, it doesn't feel forced.
Every little, that's what it is. Even like other shows, there's no little throwaway scenes there. Even the best shows, everything is important. From the very beginning to the very end, you have to pay attention.
You can't be checking your phone. You can't be dozing off. You can't just if you're going to get up and get a drink, you got to pause it.
Yes.
Like that kind of shit.
Yep.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Because that's how they cram it. It's so much.
Fuck, I love the show.
I know.
That's why we can't keep up with their names.
Yeah, I know.
It's so crammed. You don't.
You're right.
It's just like, there's a bunch of characters. I know what they look like. I have no idea what their names are.
I know the relationships to each other, and I know this one hates that person, but I don't fuck their names.
This one's got nice tits. That one has a nice butt. That one doesn't have nice tits. This one just shows
her. Okay, now you're just jerking off during the show again, John.
I'm sorry.
All right, guys. Well, it's time to wrap up. That was really fun. I had a fucking great time. I can't wait to keep doing these every week.
I
didn't
think I could talk about one TV show for an hour.
I thought we could keep going, but, you know, it's an hour show, so.
Yeah.
But, yeah, next week, same time, Wednesday, right after Hippo Juice, we'll be talking about episode 2.
Hopefully Communist Dennis will be back.
Yes.
Electric Boogaloo.
Yes. And even when Game of Thrones has an off week, we're still probably going to do a show just to talk about what we've gone through and do a whole recap. But thank you guys for listening. It'll be up on podcast more like radio.com. But I think that's it, guys. Anything else?
If my prediction doesn't happen for the second season or for the second episode, we can, I don't know, punish me in some way.
Right. All right, guys. Thank you for listening.
But this is the best part. Right before King Joffrey gets poisoned, everyone flops their wieners all around his face. Wieners, flopping wieners, dangle wieners, dangle wieners in my bag.